meeting, someone that I was just meeting and, you know, hadn't talked.
Did you have any, like, joking, any joking way you referred to him? Did you ever call him the old man or the mister?
No, I never did. I usually, when I talked to him, it was honey. I always could. And he called me baby. All the time he called me baby and the daughter baby. And we never knew which one he wanted.
Probably both.
No,
then how did he refer to you?
Yeah, my wife. Once in a while, he'd say the old woman if he wanted to pick at me, you know.
Yeah, now that's what I'm driving at. Yeah. People have joking
the old ways. Woman. The old woman. My old woman.
My husband ever calls me that, and I hear him clear if he's joking or not.
Yeah, I knew.
I'll wipe him out.
That's what I did. I couldn't take that.
A woman whose husband has died is a
widow.
Are you ever hear any people around here
that
say widow woman?
Yeah, I'm sorry, people say widow woman.
Right. Let's see, we mentioned your male parent was your
father.
We talked about what you called your father, what you called your mother. Your father and your mother together were your
parents.
When you take a baby out, you put them in something that has wheels on them to wheel them around.
Baby carriage.
And if you're going to take them outside in their carriage, you say, well, I'm going outside to do what for the baby? To
walk the baby or ride the baby.
All right. Earlene is your
daughter.
All right. And if you have a boy child, then you, well, let's see, I'm trying. The opposite of boy is?
Girl.
Just check, I'm checking pronunciation in this area.
Mm-hmm. What's that over there? What they doing, mowing?
Yeah.
If you have, let's see, back in the old days when people had their babies at home, there was a woman who would come in and assist.
A midwife.
If you have a boy who has facial expressions or facial like his father, you say, that boy sure
favors his father.
Now, does this mean how he looks or
how he acts? How he looks.
All right, now suppose his actions were like his father.
I would say he has ways like his father.
Do you ever hear anybody say that he takes after his father?
Takes after his father, or she takes after her mother.
And that would mean facial.
Yeah,
or
ways, right. That's why I say favor.
Looks. All right. Talking about children, you have them and then you have to get them up to adulthood. You would say, you do what to those children?
Raise them.
All right. Let's see. Your brother's son is your
nephew.
A child whose parents have died is an
orphan.
Is an orphan a child that just because his parents have died or because he is an institution?
Well, he would have to be in an institution to be an orphan child.
That's right. If a child's parents have died, sometimes the court will appoint someone to look after him.
That's his guardian.
Now, talking about your family, you say, going as far as, fifth or sixth cousins, you say all these people are your
relatives, cousins.
Would relatives take in everybody?
I would think so.
Now, even down to very remote relations?
Yes, if they're interrelated to me, I would think they would still be my relatives.
Then would you say anything else to distinguish people who are closer to you? I say, for example, your daughter and her family. This would be...